Today, learning English, this is the health report. A top health expert warns that the whole world needs to help deal with what he calls the first Ebola epidemic the world has known. Tom Frieden, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, spoke to reporters at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. He warns that the Ebola spread in West Africa will expand greatly over the next few weeks. He says a massive global effort is needed now to contain the disease. Dr. Frieden just returned from a visit to the most affected countries, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. He says Ebola cases continue to increase quickly, even though healthcare workers are working extremely hard against the spread. Dr. Frieden says the number of Ebola cases is now more than 3,000. He adds that this number is expected to rise quickly in coming weeks. He warns that there is a window of opportunity to stop Ebola. But he adds that window is closing.
There is a window of opportunity to tamp this down, but that window is closing. We need action now to scale up the response.
The CDC chief says the Ebola virus is spreading in two ways: from patients to caregivers, and through unsafe treatment of the dead.
It's spreading from just two routes: people caring for other people in hospitals or homes, and unsafe burial practices where people may come in contact with body fluids of someone who's died from Ebola. That is really the Achilles heel of this virus.
Dr. Frieden warns that each day's delay in dealing with the Ebola spread makes it more difficult to stop. The CDC director says resources, technical experts, and a worldwide organized and unified plan are needed. He says Ebola is not only an African problem, but a world problem. U.S. health officials have announced an agreement with a California-based drug maker, MAP Biopharmaceuticals. The deal calls for the company to speed development of the experimental Ebola medicine, ZMAP. ZMAP has not been tested on humans, but two American medical missionaries who got Ebola were treated with the drug and recovered. One of them, Dr. Kent Brantley, told NBC television he did not know he would survive.
I don't think they ever said, "Kent, I think you're about to die," but I felt like I was about to die.
Mr. Brantley was released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. He said he is in tearful prayer for yet another American doctor who has been infected with Ebola while working in Liberia. And that's the health report. I'm Anna Mateo.